It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. With the school year now underway and some people returning to the office, the MTA is seeing a small uptick in ridership on mass transit, but it's not nearly enough to cover the severe losses caused by the ongoing pandemic. The MTA has been warning that without federal relief, drastic cuts in service will have to be made. WNYC's transportation reporter Stephen Nesson is here to update us on the agency's financial reality and what it means for riders. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Carrie.
Stephen, the MTA has been asking for $12 billion for a while now to cover lost fare revenue and taxes, and it's argued that without a functioning transit system, New York City's economy can't recover, and without this region, the country can't recover. Has that argument gained any traction?
Well, from Senate Republicans or the White House, which really decides the fate of these federal funds, at this point, the answer is no. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did float the idea of a $25 billion grant to the airline industry last week, which prompted the chairman of the MTA, Pat Foy, to fire off a letter accusing him of playing Hunger Games with transit funding. But the argument that our region supplies 8% of the nation's GDP, and thus, if the country is going to recover, our region needs a mass transit system, has more or less fallen on deaf ears.
Well, last time we heard from you about this, the MTA was warning that if the money didn't come through soon, it would have to resort to incredible cuts, a 40% reduction in bus and subway service, a 50% cut in Long Island Railroad and Metro North, thousands of layoffs, as well as fare hikes. So how close are we to that?
From everything I've heard, we are on a steady march to that fate. Each fall, the agency has to approve a balanced budget for the following year. That budget is usually released around November and voted on in December. That means they're drafting it now. And right now, there's no sign that there will be $12 billion coming from Washington. It's unclear how soon those cuts would go into effect, though. The MTA says it has enough cash on hand to get through the first quarter of next year.
So why is the MTA banking so hard on federal funds, especially since President Trump has shown such disdain for our leaders in the city? Plus, there's an election coming up.
The MTA says, quite frankly, there is no other institution that has the kind of money the MTA needs right now. Remember, it's burning through $300 million a week in expenses, and it's asking for $12 billion because that's how much it expects to lose this year and next. After that, it could very well need more money. And by sticking with the big federal ask, the MTA appears to be betting on Democrats at least winning the White House and pushing for relief aid.
Is there anything they can do to avoid that so-called doomsday budget, which could really be a dramatic drop in service for our area?
At last week's board meeting, Schwartz suggested taking out a loan from the Federal Reserve. The Fed has a program to help states and local governments get through this tough time with relatively low interest rates of 1.8%. Schwartz suggested borrowing the maximum the MTA can, which would be about $2.9 billion. That money could be quickly repaid if the federal government does provide those relief funds.
Running the subways, buses, and commuter rails safely takes a lot of people and labor. The MTA workforce is massive, so have there been layoffs yet?
As far as labor, they haven't exactly touched that third rail. The unions have said they will fight tooth and nail if there are any cuts, and whenever the MTA brings it up, the union leadership reminds them that 131 transit workers died from COVID, thousands got sick running service for essential workers during the pandemic. That said, there have been some savings coming from the workforce. You may remember back in the halcyon days of 2019 when the state passed congestion pricing. Just a quick sidebar on that, that money really would be useful right now, but it's not going to be happening for at least another year or more. That's been held up by the Trump administration. But part of getting that passed was an agreement that the MTA would find ways to cut costs. Last year, it created a new three-figure executive position, the Chief Transformation Officer. And this month, he announced that the MTA was able to meet its goal of cutting 2,700 positions. Although all of those came from people voluntarily retiring and just not filling vacant jobs. So that will save money, and the transformation officer continues to find ways to shave off a few million here and there on overtime and consulting costs, but nothing coming close to solving the MTA's $12 billion problem.
And so it goes. WNYC transportation reporter Stephen Nesson. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Carrie.